Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Mark Stinchcomb joins us talking Sweet Licks in just a moment.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
We're talking today with Mark Stinchcomb with Sweet Licks. And Mark, it's the time of year that a lot of folks are starting to look at trying to have some supplementation on those pastures, whether we're talking about permanent pasture or hopefully very, very soon some of our wheat pasture. You've got several solutions for them under that Sweet Licks brand.
Yeah, Ron, we sure do. We have the Sweet Licks Rumensin block, the Sweet Licks Bloat Guard block that are two of the favorite choices of cattlemen going on fall pasture, whether it be wheat pasture or permanent pasture. Do very good job in help preventing bloat, increasing gains, increasing their immune response, just good overall health and soundness for the animal.
A nutritional supplement, there's a lot of different ways you can actually get it to the animals. Why is a block a good choice?
Well, we think a Sweet Licks block is the best choice because of our molasses technology. We actually have a product that cattle do want to eat or lick regularly, but not overeat. So consumption, particularly predictable consumption, is what we hang our hat on at Sweet Licks with our products to make sure we have the best self-fed product that we can offer cattlemen.
I know that your folks that are formulating the blocks, they are really looking at trying to get that precise amount of nutrition with every single lick that an animal has.
Very true. We're looking at typically a 2 to 4 ounce consumption on these stockers, up to 4 to maybe 6 on a large cow, but very predictable, and we are very particular. We do have NAD approvals, so we have a very narrow window that we can make any changes, which we don't, to make sure we have this product consistent year after year and that we know what we're going to get when we put it out there in front of these animals.
That molasses in the block, that's a carrot, sweet carrot in this case, to encourage the animals to lick.
Absolutely. That is a big key to our product is the amount of molasses. We do have a large amount, and also it helps improve weatherability as well as integrity. So it weathers very well as well as helps keep predictable consumption.
One of the, some of your blocks do have the Rumensin technology included in them. How does that help the overall nutrition strategy for the producer?
It actually helps stretch pasture, Ron. They'll extra increase daily gain on less forage or help them with overall good health soundness. So we're trying to get predictable intake while we're promoting good increase in daily weight gains. There they can stretch a wheat pasture if there's a little short on forage. Actually, 10% increase in average daily gain on less forage.
So, as we come into this winter pasture season, been a little slow getting really cranked up. I know we've had some armyworm concerns and all of that, but as we get wheat pastures going, how do you best utilize the block technology, the Sweet Licks technology?
Very good point, Ron. What we like to see is producers get this product out, if they can, a week or two prior to turning out on wheat pasture or permanent pasture. So the next 30, 45 days are the key time to get your animals started so that they know what they're getting, they get their system used to it before you actually see this lush growth coming on. So it's very important to get started. I'll say early, a week to 2 weeks is ideal.
So, how do you make sure, or how do you position these blocks and make sure the animals can find them and are able to get back to them easily?
Well, one of the most common areas, of course, is where they are near a water source and or near where they put out hay. But that's not always the only area you put it out in. The larger the pasture, the more apt you may need to spread them out. But water sources are usually the ideal spot. The label says a block to 5 head, and our big thing to go along with that is no other salt or mineral, because we are at the low end of consumption. When it's just our product, you put other salt out there and you'll see so much reduced consumption that you just won't see performance.
For folks who want to go maybe online and find out more about the product, where do they go?
Very good. SweetLeaks.com. A wealth of information, a place to ask questions. Look for your nearest dealer or distributor. It's right there at SweetLeaks.com.
Mark Stinchcomb on SweetLeaks. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 13th annual Cream of the Crop Bull Sale at the Black Hereford Ranch, Monday, October 30th in Crawford, Oklahoma. Chris Black will offer 100 head of 15 to 20-month-old virgin herd bull and AI sire prospects and 40 top spring calving bred heifers. If you can't make it to the 1 p.m. sale live on October 30th, you can watch and bid live on Superior Livestock, Dish Network, Satellite Channel 232. For a catalog, go to blackherfordranch.com or call Chris Black at 580-309-0711. The Chris Black Cream of the Crop Bull and Bred Heifer Sale, October 30th.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.